Expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of KLAY or those who advertise their products or services on this station.
Welcome to Boat Talk. I'm your host, Captain Trigg, and I'm happy to be here on this fine Saturday afternoon. Talking to you just after Christmas and heading into New Year's. I hope everybody's holiday season treated them well and they're safe out there. Hopefully nobody had to get involved with police or any kind of altercations like that. I want to remind everybody really quickly that they can reach me at Trigg@SeattleYachtManagement.com. That's Trigg@SeattleYachtManagement.com. I'm always happy to hear from you guys and know what's hitting with you, what's really important, and what you want to hear about. Remember, if you're interested, others are probably interested as well. I'm back in the studio this Saturday. Just when you thought you had me figured out and thought, oh well, Trigg's incognito all the time, he'll never be back in that studio. Here I am, so throwing you guys some curveballs, trying to keep it a little bit fresher and stay up to speed a little bit better than the pre-recordings do. So anyway, send me emails. Let me know what you want to hear. Some local news or some upcoming things we got on the schedule here. Boat Show, Seattle Boat Show is coming up January 25th through February 3rd of 2013. You can check them out on their website, seattleboatshow.com. And while you're on their website, make sure, especially if you are under the age of 50, that you check out the license, the little driver's license down on the left-hand side, and make sure that you have your boater's education card, your Washington State boater's education card. The link's real easy to click on and follow right along with, and that way you get your boater's education card, keep everybody on your boat safe, as well as create a little bit smoother transaction if you are ever to be pulled over by the water police or any kind of law enforcement while you're out cruising around. Never any fun when the answer you have isn't the one that the officers want to hear. So anyways, make sure you get that taken care of. This is the last week for our off-season rename challenge. We're closing in on the end of the year. It's just a few days away. So make sure that you send me those emails, Trigg@SeattleYachtManagement.com. Send me your email with your submission for what we're renaming the off season. And what I'm looking for anybody who hasn't been listening or hasn't been around to listen is a new word or phrase for off season. I don't like the word or phrase off season because it makes it sound like we just shut our boats down, tuck them away, and don't use them until summer of the following year. And it's not good for boats. It's not good for boaters. We don't want to be sitting shoreside all winter long. And for many people, off season is three quarters of the year versus the season, which is a quarter of the year. That's not good. Boaters need to be on the water and the boats need to be out there as well. So make sure that whatever name you come up with really kind of it instigates that people get out there on the water and really start using their boats all year round as opposed to just shutting them down and tucking them away. So anyway, again, send me those emails, Trigg@SeattleYachtManagement.com. The winner of the off-season challenge is going to receive a pair of boat show tickets for the upcoming Seattle Boat Show on me, and that'll get you one-day passes for two people into the boat show. So make sure you get them in. And I'll get those tickets out to the owner ASAP. We're gonna announce the new name coming up here in the first weeks of January. So again, last week to submit, send them in. All right, next thing I wanted to do was talk. Let's talk about charters. I want to do it again. They just did an article in Pacific Northwest Yachting, which is a free publication for anybody who's not familiar. That most of the time you find it on a newsstand in any yacht sales or marine supply store. And they've got ads in there for yacht sales primarily, but there are a few classified ads at the end, as well as stories throughout with a variety of different folks that contribute to that. So in that issue, they had a little blurb or an article, I should say, on chartering. So I thought, well, this is a good time. If anybody read that, will hopefully kind of have chartering on their mind. And we're getting to this time of year. We are in this time of year where we're spending lots and lots of time with friends and family. And it's usually people that we like, not always, but usually people that we like. And so when we're with those people, not only do we like to spend the holidays with them, we generally like to spend vacations with them, or are forced to spend vacations if you're in that minority that just has to do certain things. And one of the great ways to spend your vacation, especially during the summertime, but even in the spring and the fall, is to do a yacht charter. As I've discussed many times in the past, my wife and I do yacht charters throughout the entire year, but primarily during the summer months. And we spend a bit of time in Southeast Alaska throughout the summer, and then the shoulder months are spent down here in the Puget Sound and San Juan Islands. So while you're with these friends and family that you'll probably spend more time with on vacation, keep in mind the idea of some yacht charter, because I really think it's a great option. And it's one that a lot of people don't think about, especially in the Pacific Northwest, because we look at the weather really during this time of year. It's not great, although today's not a terrible day. And when folks are thinking about it, they're thinking, you know, hot tropical sun and water that is 12 feet deep and you can see all the way to the bottom. And even if it's 30 feet deep, you can see all the way to the bottom. I don't know. I really love running boats and being on boats in the Pacific Northwest all year round, but really in the summer it's great too. And so I want people to be thinking, I want you guys to be out there thinking about it. And if you hear somebody say, hey, we need to figure out what we're doing for summer vacation, you'll have something to discuss. You'll pop up with this great idea of, hey, we should charter a yacht, and I know just the one. So, you know, make sure that you keep that in mind. If you're novice boaters, great. If you're experienced boaters, great. We work with every facet of boater out there, whether it's people that don't own a boat because they're scared to drive one because, you know, they can hardly drive a car. That's fine. We're as involved as you want us to be. So, you know, we'll run the boat for you. If you're an experienced boater, you want to take a little vacation and you don't want to be the responsible one, you want to be able to have a couple drinks and sit on the back deck and watch the world go by, that's exactly what we're looking for. At the same time, if you want to be able to learn something and spend a little bit of time operating maybe a larger vessel than you're used to, we have that option available as well. So there's still space available for summertime in Southeast Alaska and some options for the Puget Sound and San Juan Islands during the summer, as well as during those shoulder months that I mentioned previously. So make sure that you check out our website. It's www.viaggiocharter.com, and that's spelled V as in Victor, I-A-G-G-I-O, charter, which is singular, .com. And my phone number is right on there. My email address is right on there. So whatever your comfort level is, if you want to discuss it a little bit more, get some more information, I'm always happy to share that information and talk to people. So give me a call if that works best for you, or send me an email and we'll take care of you. So anyways, just keep that in mind as you go through these seasonal times where you're spending time with friends and family, and we'll make sure to take care of it. So anyway, next thing I want to talk about, because we're limited on time here a little bit, I think I'm going to discuss what we've got coming up in future weeks ahead. So because we're coming up on the Seattle Boat Show, I want in the next few weeks to discuss some of the things that we're looking at as we're figuring out what projects we want to do on our boats, or maybe more importantly, what we're looking for in a boat as we go to the boat show and shop. I don't think that there's a person that goes to the boat show that isn't shopping in some way or another. Maybe you're not buying anything this year. Maybe you're not buying anything in the next 10 years, but you're shopping. You are looking around and you're looking at things that you like, you don't like. Maybe you don't like boats. I don't know. And if there's something that you're looking for specifically, that's what I want to talk about. Are you looking at wood versus fiberglass? Are you looking at power versus sail? Are you looking at jet versus standard propulsion? You know, inboard, outboard versus direct inboard. Any of those things, I want to talk about it if you're interested in listening. So I'd really appreciate some emails. Again, email address, trig@seattleyachtmanagement.com. And send me those emails. Let me know what it is that you're looking for, or maybe you need some advice on how one would benefit you over the other. So kind of take a look at your cruising style, and I'm happy to give some free advice on what it is you're looking for. And remember, if you're asking the question, if you're thinking about it, chances are pretty good that there's other people out there that are thinking about it as well. So make sure that you do your fellow boater a favor and spend time sending those emails so that we get clarification for anybody. Remember, somebody's got to start by putting that question out there. I can do my best over here and talk about what I think is important, but if it's not as important to you as figuring something else out, again, you know, whether it's propulsion styles or fiberglass versus wood or painted versus gel coat, you know, all those things are important things to know, but they're important to different people. I don't know what's important to you, and I need to know. So send me those emails, trig@seattleyachtmanagement.com, and I'll get you some information so that you can go to the boat show a more informed buyer and boater. So, all right, we're going to take a couple minutes of break here. We'll be back on the other side of some business here on Boat Talk, 1180 AM, Clay Radio.
Is there a birthday or anniversary in your future? Here's an idea. A luxury yacht cruise. What's more inviting than being on a private yacht in an intimate setting with your friends and family? Imagine cruising Alaska, Puget Sound, the Gulf Islands, whales, glaciers, fishing and bears, hiking and exploring breathtaking sights. It's all yours on Viaggio Charters Luxury Vacation Cruises. Oh, and the food? Gourmet foods prepared by private chefs. Experience luxury with Viaggio Charters. See them at viaggiocharter.com.
Honey, grab a jacket and a camera because we're going on a guided sightseeing tour with Captain Tom at Destiny Harbor Tours.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Destiny Harbor Tours offers cruises for parties of four or more from Gig Harbor or Tacoma. We'll see lots of sea life up close. We'll learn about local history and the ecology of Puget Sound. You know, Captain Tom has restored Navy boats are licensed by the U.S. Coast Guard. We're going on a real adventure.
I've got my jacket and camera, and I'm ready.
Find out more at DestinyHarborTours.com.
Your boat will always be ready to hit the water when you visit Dunbar Marine, where Roy Dunbar has specialized in classic wood boat repair and restoration for 52 years. Dunbar Marine does it all, from minor maintenance to complete restoration. And Roy encourages you to work right alongside him during repairs. Get to know Roy, and you'll get to know your boat up close. Find out more at DunbarMarine.com. You can even see some of Dunbar Marine's restoration work at DunbarMarine.com.
Skippers, are you looking for something marine-related? Chances are good you'll find it at BoatersResourceCenter.com, a one-stop interactive website featuring products, services, and information frequently used by Pacific Northwest boaters. Destinations, live Doppler, free NOAA charts, and much more are just a click away. Need a good story to curl up with? BoatersResourceCenter.com offers articles by well-known authors and showcases over 240 marine companies. BoatersResourceCenter.com, a portal to Pacific Northwest cruising, watches grow.
Welcome back to Boat Talk. I am your host, Captain Trig, and I apologize for that. I'm kind of zoning out here listening to the listening to the to my sponsors go by and not paying any attention to the buttons here on the console. So anyways, I'll tell you what, all those sponsors are personally vetted by me, and I really kind of pride myself on having sponsors that, that I believe in, so that you as the listener aren't hearing something that, that you wonder whether or not I am really a backer of. And I don't want to put more bad services and products out in front of my listeners. There's plenty of that going on. I don't need that. So anyways, that's kind of a, we're off track here, but that's what was going on there. So anyway, welcome back to Boat Talk. I am your host, Captain Trigg, even though I'm losing it a little bit. Send me your emails, trigg@seattleyachtmanagement.com, and give me some feedback, whether or not it's good or bad. I'm always happy to hear it and change the show a little bit to help meet the needs of you, the listeners. So anyway, next thing I want to talk about, which kind of relates to what I was discussing about the sponsors, is resources for you as the boat owner that are going to help you, whether you're doing your project yourself or you're doing your project with a vendor of some sort of contractor. And the reason that I want to talk about it is because I think that many of us, and I'm the same way, we don't realize what our options are a lot of times. And there are numerous options out there as far as being able to pick a vendor that's going to treat us well or do a project ourselves. And probably more importantly, that second one, doing the project ourselves. There are so many different resources out there. It's unbelievable. And unless you kind of know how to hone in on that, it gets a little overwhelming, or you just say, well, you know, I can't do this. I've never done this before. Well, guess what? Most people have never done something before they did it the first time. So, so how is it that we're going to help you, through whatever that is, whatever that challenge is, whether it's putting a transducer on for the first time, or maybe doing a major engine overhaul, or it could be as simple as waxing your boat. Anything, any project you've got going on, I'm sure that there's a solution and some information out there for you. So I wanted to talk about the different options for you as far as resources go and how to really lock onto those. The first one that I want to talk about, and I'm sure everybody's familiar with, is the internet. It's huge out there. The World Wide Web is absolutely exploding with information out there. Is it good information? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I want to make sure that everybody's cautious about this, because any goober, as is proven by me, because I've got a blog, anybody can get out there and put information on their website and get it out there on the internet. It doesn't mean that it's good information, and you really got to make sure that you double check things before you get out and just take the first guy's advice. I usually try to make sure that there's at least a few people that are riding along the same lines. And once you find the first bit of information, let's go back to my example of the through-hole transducer. If you've got a guy who writes about the through-hole transducer and how to install it, or maybe does an example on YouTube. Now, the examples on YouTube, I tend to believe, are a little bit more safety oriented, as far as you're not going to get somebody who's just going to do any old thing, because they take a little bit more time to produce as opposed to just batting away on their website. So if you find somebody with a video, I tend to believe, and you're going to be able to watch and kind of follow along. And if you see something that looks idiotic, it quite possibly is idiotic. Through-hole transducer, pretty standard thing. You're going to want to drill the hole for the wire to run through above the water line. If somebody's not setting that aside, you know, or bringing that out in a note, there's a couple things going on. One, they don't know any better, or two, they assume that you know. And a lot of times when those of us who have done the job write about these things, we tend to skip over some things that seem like common sense to us. And what you're really looking for, especially if you're a novice, is someone that is going to write at a level that it's going to be easy to follow so that you don't have any kind of confusion. Because if they're assuming that you know to drill above the waterline and you don't, then that's going to be a costly mistake. If they're assuming that up front, they're going to assume something later on, and you don't want to miss a step. So, just double check a couple things. You know, that may be one thing that one guy leaves out. The next guy will make sure to call that out, and maybe you can combine what two people are writing about the same topic and really make some good sense out of it as well. So, when you're on the internet, and just like any of the stuff I'm going to suggest, I highly recommend that you kind of compare notes back and forth. And if you find that three guys are writing it this way and one guy is writing it a completely different way, I would tend to err on the side of three people's opinion versus the one. Still doesn't necessarily make it 100% right. That's just the way I would go with it. So the other thing that you want to look out for on the internet is the dates. What dates are on that information? If it's on a blog, usually there's a date posted down at the top, or excuse me, down at the bottom or up at the top, and I don't even know up from down. Anyways, and so when you see that, there may be something new that applies to it. If the information is 10 years old, does it apply to today? Is there a newer technology for that? Are they talking about a device that you even have access to anymore? Because maybe you're installing the type of transducer that that has a smaller wire, so you don't want to use a 3/4-inch drill bit when you can get by with a 3/8, or whatever the case may be. You never do know. So I just want to make sure that you get the most good information you possibly can. Another great place to look is on forums. And there are forums for everything, it seems like, anymore. I just recently, as many of you know, our boat is a Hatteras, and I just recently was directed to a Hatteras owner's forum. And so it's really nice to be able to talk to people that maybe have the same boat model as you or have experienced the same issues, whether it be with the fiberglass or the handrails or, whatever it is, because, those problems, a lot of times problems run through a whole line of boats versus it's just a problem with yours. So, it's nice to have that kind of backup and that guy to sit there and pat you on the shoulder and go, yeah, Trig, it's happened to us too. Don't worry about it. And, so it really makes you feel better when there's people that are talking at the same level as you from an ownership standpoint, and someone who has seen it exactly the same way that you've seen it versus, well, we've had this, but it's a different variation and the motor is in this location on this boat. That sometimes doesn't help out as much as we'd like it to. Also, forums are good for, not only certain boat owners, but obviously, maybe repair persons post on there from time to time. I usually try to, on the forums I'm a part of, I usually try to give a little bit of insight and feedback if it's good and applicable to the situation, because that's just going to help the next guy that comes to that forum understand a little bit better and maybe paint a little bit more of that picture. And hopefully by the time three or four guys get on there and give some good information, there's a really good picture of what we're looking at and what we're experiencing. And that'll help you or whoever else is on that forum make a better decision for themselves. So anyways, there's the forums, and then there's places like Boaters Resource Center, who's one of our sponsors, and it's just an invaluable website. Got lots of good how-to and how-to tips and good stories on there so that you can kind of relate to the situation and make those good decisions, and also use the information to help install a new set of LED lights or, whatever it is that you're working on for a project that particular day, week, or month. So see them at BoatersResourceCenter.com. Again, I've mentioned you should be keeping their website in the bookmarks. Hopefully you're keeping our website, SeattleYachtManagement.com, in your bookmarks bar as well. So what's the next resource that we can utilize? Internet, we could go on for days about the internet, and frankly, we just don't have the time. So the next thing I want to talk about was specialty mechanics. Specialty mechanics, if you're looking for something very specific, can be a great, great resource, because a lot of times, A, they know what parts and tools you need, and B, they know exactly what you're talking about versus, you know, sometimes people walk up to me and say, oh, I got this problem and such and such and such. Well, there's a lot of different types of motors. If you're talking to me about Cats or Detroits or John Deere's, my knowledge level on each of those engine manufacturers differs. And so if you go into a if you go to a Cat specific mechanic, he's going to know most, if not all, of the engine models and the parts that come on those for different years, etc. So if you're working on your Cat engine and you walk into a Cat dealership that has maybe a shop portion to it, a lot of times you can kind of get a little bit of information from those Cat mechanics in passing, especially if you go down to the Cat dealership and buy a couple filters and some of your parts that you're going to need for your project. You buy those from them, and then the information isn't necessarily free, but it's fairly inexpensive, good quality advice by somebody who's done the work themselves. So that's probably going to be more along the lines of an intermediate to expert type mechanic situation. If you're a novice, you may not know enough about your engines to give good information so that you can get back good information. So be real wary there. If you feel like you're in over your head, it might be better to hire a mechanic and then work alongside of them. And, you know, that's always a great way to do it as well. So anyway, we're a minute behind schedule, so we're going to go take a quick break here and be back on the other side of a couple minutes of business here on Boat Talk, 1180 AM, Clay Radio.
Is there a birthday or anniversary in your future? Here's an idea. A luxury yacht cruise. What's more inviting than being on a private yacht in an intimate setting with your friends and family? Imagine cruising Alaska, Puget Sound, the Gulf Islands, whales, glaciers, fishing and bears, hiking and exploring breathtaking sights. It's all yours on Viaggio Charters Luxury Vacation Cruises. Oh, and the food? Gourmet foods prepared by private chefs. Experience luxury with Viaggio Charters. See them at ViaggioCharter.com.
Honey, grab a jacket and a camera because we're going on a guided sightseeing tour with Captain Tom at Destiny Harbor Tours.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Destiny Harbor Tours offers cruises for parties of four or more from Gig Harbor or Tacoma. We'll see lots of sea life up close. We'll learn about local history and the ecology of Puget Sound. You know, Captain Tom has restored Navy boats are licensed by the U.S. Coast Guard. We're going on a real adventure.
I've got my jacket and camera, and I'm ready.
Find out more at DestinyHarborTours.com.
Your boat will always be ready to hit the water when you visit Dunbar Marine, where Roy Dunbar has specialized in classic wood boat repair and restoration for 52 years. Dunbar Marine does it all, from minor maintenance to complete restoration. And Roy encourages you to work right alongside him during repairs. Get to know Roy, and you'll get to know your boat up close. Find out more at DunbarMarine.com. You can even see some of Dunbar Marine's restoration work at DunbarMarine.com.
Marine-related, chances are good you'll find it at BoatersResourceCenter.com, a one-stop interactive website featuring products, services, and information frequently used by Pacific Northwest boaters. Destinations, live Doppler, free NOAA charts, and much more are just a click away. Need a good story to curl up with? BoatersResourceCenter.com offers articles by well-known authors and showcases over 240 marine companies. BoatersResourceCenter.com, a portal to Pacific Northwest cruising. Watch us grow.
Oh.
Welcome back to Boat Talk. I'm your host, Captain Trigg. You're listening to me here on 1180 AM Clay Radio. Well, thank you for coming back and joining me for this next segment here. I want to remind everybody, send me your emails, trigg@seattleyachtmanagement.com. And we're going to jump right back into the resources that you need to utilize if you're going to be doing any work on your own, or maybe you're looking for somebody to do the work for you. So next thing I'm going to mention, we just talked about the specialty mechanics. Now, specialty mechanics, obviously, one thing I was going to mention there is they're also a great resource if you have some work that needs to be done, but maybe they aren't qualified. A lot of times they will refer another company to you, or maybe they don't have the time. They're usually pretty good. They're just like all of us, you know, we're all trading on our name here. So if I send somebody to you that you, or you to somebody that you end up not liking for one reason or the other, I like to have that feedback because it really helps me kind of pair them out, or maybe say, well, they're not good at this. I learned that the hard way. And unfortunately, you know, Bob over here learned it the hard way too. So, you know, so make sure that you, you give that feedback, but also be aware that whoever you're getting referred to usually is a fairly quality person when it's coming from a company that, you know, their rep is going to be on the line too. So same thing with suppliers. So, you know, let's talk about suppliers. You go down and you buy your parts at the marine store, or maybe, you know, if you need hardware or something specific from, like I mentioned before, a CAT dealership or a Detroit dealership, then, you know, those guys are going to be able to say, oh yeah, this guy over here, he's a certified mechanic for this, or he specializes in fiberglass repair. So I noticed you're buying some paint. Do you maybe have some patching that needs to be done? Excuse me. So, you know, make sure that you're utilizing those guys when you're down buying parts. A lot of times they'll ask if you have any other questions, and instead of saying no and just walking away, a lot of times it's good for you to say, yeah, hey, do you know anybody that can take care of this for me? Also with suppliers, many of your suppliers can offer suggestions on how to use or how not to use the supply that you're buying. A lot of those guys will end up, you know, a lot of the manufacturing companies will send the reps, the sales reps, to a training course so that they know how to use the product, so they know how to better sell the product. Pardon me. And so those guys can be full of knowledge, and you really want to use them if you can. Next thing is shop manuals. Most of us don't use shop manuals anymore, but they're usually fairly easy to download, especially, you know, I've got an older Furuno radar, and I didn't have the instruction manual for it. You can go right on the Furuno website and put in the model number you have, and up pops this great great selection of things, the technical specs, the info and manual document. And that's all easy to print off in PDF format, and away you go. You basically have a brand new manual to something that maybe the manual's been lost for many years. So it isn't a shop manual per se, but there are a lot of options as far as getting shop manuals go. And I know most people don't have regular printed, you know, shop manuals like you'd think for maybe their Volvo inboard or their MerCruiser inboard, but they're easily accessible. So if you can read through those and not fall asleep, or you have a very specific question on how or where something's located, that might be your best bet. So anyway, pretty standard, but not used very much. Next thing, your friends. You've got them. Might as well use them, right? Give them a call and say, hey, Jeff, I know you had this work done on your boat, or you did this on your boat. What do you think it's going to take on mine? Or will you help me with this? Or who did you use? Friends can be a great resource. But I want you to be a little wary of the friend situation for a couple reasons. One, I think we put too much faith in our friends. I know I've done it. You just kind of take it for granted that they know what they're talking about. even if it isn't their specialty, hey, you know, he had the boat painted and it hasn't fallen off the side yet, so we'll just use the same folks. Well, maybe the paint hasn't fallen off, but it has. It looks a little shoddier than it should have, and you know, then price comes into play, et cetera, et cetera. And you know, it can be a slippery slope. All of a sudden, two of you can be referring business back and forth and to other people that really isn't good quality work, but you did it because the first friend started it. So you just got to be a little bit careful with that. And then friends, if you're going to have them work with you or for you, that can also be a problem. And I think most of us know why, but you know, you just don't want to take advantage of anybody or lose a friendship over a little bit of work. So anyway, last thing, I want you guys to take advantage of and utilize us in the media. You know, whether it's me and my website or blog or the next guy down the road or maybe some other. I know there's no other boat, you know, talk shows doing talk shows about boats in the area anyways. And so I know you're not going to use that, but you get some information from various different media outlets. We mentioned before the Pacific Northwest Yachting Magazine. There are several publications in the area, and a lot of them have good tips for working on your vessel yourself, and a lot of do-it-yourself sections and segments. Same thing, BoatersResourceCenter.com. Again, utilize them. You need to use us because a lot of us know what we're doing out there. You know, we'd get laughed off the radio or out of writing if we didn't know what we were doing. It would be fairly short-lived. So utilize us where we can. A lot of times we're free information or very inexpensive information, and at least I like to think that I do enough research that I'm able to give good advice to whoever's listening out there and whoever needs that information. So I would rather give you some free information and help out. And again, that's what the show is all about, is helping boaters get on the water, stay on the water, do it safely, and do it affordably. You know, I know what it's like to not be able to afford to go water skiing because gas prices, and I had to just put a new water pump in the boat or, you know, whatever the issue is. So I want to be able to save my fellow boater as much money as they can while still providing a safe and enjoyable experience for them. So, you know, I'm happy when you send me an email and say, "Hey, Trig, I'm looking for some new electronics. What advice can you give me?" That makes me feel good because then I know I'm helping out and, you know, I can give you the advice I have. Ultimately, it's your decision, but I've gotten to put in my 2 cents, and if that helps you make a better decision that either saves you money or gives you a longer lasting tool, that's perfect. That's exactly what we're looking for. So anyway, that's my advice. Go out there and get some help where you can. There are lots of different areas of expertise out there, and you can kind of hone in on exactly what you need and maybe get some better advice than you originally anticipated. A lot of times I know people go, "Well, how are we going to fix that? We just can't do it." Or they go gung-ho and, "Well, this is how I would do it on a house." And that can lead to some pretty obvious problems as well. I've seen boats painted with house paint. Not a pretty situation. It gets ugly real fast. So anyways, don't paint yourself into that corner, if you will. Anyway, we'll move on past my lame attempt at humor there to Christmas presents. We just had Christmas or, you know, whatever holiday you celebrate. And a lot of times that comes with some sort of gifts. And I thought, well, what the heck? I wonder what everybody else got for Christmas presents. I got a couple of cool things that are boating related that I desperately needed. And so I'm happy to share, and I hope everybody else is as well. You can send me some of your Christmas present list, preferably having to do with boating if you've got any, and send that email to me at trig@seattleyachtmanagement.com. So what'd you get for Christmas? Is it related to boating, and what was it? I'm excited to hear about it, and I will share for sure this year, and then I'll put it on my list of things for next year for good Christmas present ideas for the boater, because you know, I've got a family full of boaters, yet I get a phone call that says, hey, what do you need for Christmas? So, you know, a new boat would be nice, but nobody took me up on that one this year. So anyway, a couple of things I got for Christmas this year were great for me. One was a good set of binoculars. They're usually fairly expensive. You can get them on some good deals. Obviously, with the boat show coming up, that's probably as good a deal as you're going to get. But they're great. They're a must-have for any boater out there. I don't really go anywhere without them when I go out on a boat. And so there's one thing is if you have a boater that's maybe got a small boat or operates multiple vessels, a small pocket-sized set of binoculars is a good thing to have. I highly recommend, and I mentioned this last week, highly recommend the 7x50s. They're the easiest to keep stable while you're out on a boat that's rocking around and everything. You know, some people go bigger than that. I don't find that it's very easy to deal with them if you do. So anyways, one tip here is that I would recommend if you've got kids on board or, you know, people that maybe don't know what they're doing, you have one decent set for the captain and then the others get tucked away or, you know, those get tucked away and the others are left out for the kids to play with and everything because binoculars don't really respond too well to being dropped and kicked and bashed about. So just make sure that you keep a good set for yourself as the captain or the person that needs to see something and tuck the others away. So the other thing that I got, sunglasses. I got a good, decent pair of, you know, good and decent. That's not good. They are a good set of sunglasses. Very nice set of polarized sunglasses. And this is after months. Now, I don't really go anywhere, including even out in weather like today where it's overcast, without my sunglasses. And last summer, I was up in Glacier Bay, and I was working on a boat, and my foot slipped out from underneath me, and I ended up landing on the deck, and the sunglasses that were on my head did what I was fortunate enough not to do, and they took a swim. And I tried to fish for them, and I'm going after them with the net, and I'm watching them float down through this crystal clear water away from me, and it's, you know, almost like I could grab them, but they were just too far. So anyways, I lost my set of sunglasses that had been with me for about 10 years, and after a little bit of weeping, I finally resigned myself to go to the gift shop that was in the area and pick up a cheap set, and I've been living with those ever since. So now I got my good sunglasses, and to me, those are one of the more important things for me to have just because I just can't handle the glare off the water, and that seems to be where I am most of the time. So anyways, send me those emails with what you got for Christmas, and let's get some great ideas out there, and I'll put it on my blog, and people can kind of get an idea for what's going on. So anyways, late for yet another break. So we're going to do a couple minutes of business here and come back for more boat talk here on 1180 AM Play Radio.
Is there a birthday or anniversary in your future? Here's an idea. A luxury yacht cruise. What's more inviting than being on a private yacht in an intimate setting with your friends and family? Imagine cruising Alaska, Puget Sound, the Gulf Islands, whales, glaciers, fishing and bears, hiking and exploring breathtaking sights. It's all yours on Viaggio Charters Luxury Vacation Cruises. Oh, and the food? Gourmet foods prepared by private chefs. Experience luxury with Viaggio Charters. See them at viaggiocharter.com.
Honey, grab a jacket and a camera because we're going on a guided sightseeing tour with Captain Tom at Destiny Harbor Tours.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Destiny Harbor Tours offers cruises for parties of four or more from Gig Harbor or Tacoma. We'll see lots of sea life up close. We'll learn about local history and the ecology of Puget Sound. You know, Captain Tom has restored Navy boats are licensed by the U.S. Coast Guard. We're going on a real adventure.
I've got my jacket and camera, and I'm ready.
Find out more at DestinyHarborTours.com.
Your boat will always be ready to hit the water when you visit Dunbar Marine, where Roy Dunbar has specialized in classic wood boat repair and restoration for 52 years. Dunbar Marine does it all, from minor maintenance to complete restoration. And Roy encourages you to work right alongside him during repairs. Get to know Roy, and you'll get to know your boat up close. Find out more at DunbarMarine.com. You can even see some of Dunbar Marine's restoration work at DunbarMarine.com.
Marine-related, chances are good you'll find it at BoatersResourceCenter.com, a one-stop interactive website featuring products, services, and information frequently used by Pacific Northwest boaters. Destinations, live Doppler, free NOAA charts, and much more are just a click away. Need a good story to curl up with? BoatersResourceCenter.com offers articles by well-known authors and showcases over 240 marine companies. BoatersResourceCenter.com, a portal to Pacific Northwest cruising. Watch us grow.
Welcome back to Boat Talk. I'm your host, Captain Trigg. Glad to have you with me this afternoon. You can send your emails with comments, questions, anything that you want to send on to me here at trigg@seattleyachtmanagement.com. You should also visit our website, seattleyachtmanagement.com, and bookmark us so that you have all the information that we provide, some on the show, some not on the show. I've got some great links if you are a boater that goes out during some of the inclement weather. We've got all sorts of weather links for Environment Canada, as well as NOAA's website, the buoy reports, etc. So make sure that you get on there, get familiar with it, and that way anytime that you're getting ready to go on a trip, you just go straight to the website and you're able to knock through all that stuff and get your planning right out of the way. All righty. So a couple upcoming scheduling items that I want people to be aware of. One that's really close is the PSCC New Year's Eve cruise on December 31st through January 1st. And it's a rafting in Blakely Harbor on Bainbridge Island. And it's a hors d'oeuvre and barrel of rum or bottle of wine share. They got fireworks that'll be available for everybody to watch. Currently, the weather forecast is pretty decent, but we'll see how that shakes out. So, if you're interested, you can contact on VHF channel 69. I don't see a website on their schedule here, so I would look at PSCC New Year's Eve cruise on your browser if you're looking for something to maybe contact them. But anyway, they may divert to Port Madison if the winds are looking ugly. So just keep that in mind. I would monitor channel 69 if you're headed over that way. So, and again, that's December 31st through January 1st. So enjoy that if you have a chance to. Next thing on the list is the 27th of January. Dave Calhoun will be at Johnny's Dock, which is down in the Tacoma Harbor down there on the Theophos Waterway. Says, get out of the cold and into the tropics, Jimmy Buffett style. Can't be a bad party if that's all involved. So anyway, take a look at that. Maybe throw that on your calendar for January 27th. And then January 20th and 27th, there are Goosebump sailboat races on Lake Union, and it looks like the start times are 1 and 1:10 p.m. So a warning for those of us who are out on the lake that are wondering why the heck there are sailboats scattered all over creation, and a kind of an advisory for anybody who's interested in getting their sailboat out there. So you can go to nwriggers.com. That's nwriggers.com for more information on that. So anyway, some good info, hopefully, for those of you who are interested in that. Again, that's January 20th and 27th. And then they also have some dates in February. I'm sure you can find that on their website. Next thing, we've talked about GearSmart the last couple of, probably 3 weeks now, and I'm talking about it again. It's going to be at the Seattle Boat Show. The booth number, or the booth location, is on the concourse, number 2321. If you have an inboard outboard or a straight outboard, you need to stop by this booth. OK, okay? And you need to tell them how much you're interested in their product, and you need to either buy one or, you know, talk to them about what they have option-wise. I know at this point they have sensors for most, if not all, of the Volvo and Mercruiser lines. So that's what most of us out there are going to have. I personally have one of the old OMCs, and so it doesn't quite work for that. But if you do have an OMC, they can try to work with you on that. So, so what is this GearSmart and what does it do? It's a new device, a new product that's coming out into the market, and they've done a lot of testing with it. It's great, and here's what it's going to do for you. It's gonna monitor your drive oil, which can help with fuel savings, early warning for the impeller failure, a damaged or bent prop, gear oil condition, water ingestion, outdrive seal failure, loss of gear oil, or gear and bearing conditions. So what it's going to be is it's going to be a temperature sensor that goes into your drive unit, and that's going to monitor the temperature. And then that sends signals to the via a wire to the dashboard gauge, and you're going to watch that gauge just like a water temperature gauge, but it's going to be the temperature of your drive oil. And based on that temperature, you're going to be able to fine-tune and kind of get your settings where you want them. And then if there's a change in those settings, then all of a sudden you're going to know, hey, something has changed. What is it that's changed? If it's a sudden change, maybe it's just you increasing the RPMs on your boat. Maybe you hit something. You know, there's all sorts of different outcomes on that, but it's a great device, and I highly recommend that most, if not all of you, have them on your boat. So it's going to be a very reasonably priced insurance policy is what you're really looking at. And, you know, I've seen some pretty hefty bills for what seems like should have been insignificant damage. So if you've been one of the people that knows all about that, I'm sure that you're willing to spend a couple bucks up front in order to keep that from happening again. So anyway, so keep that in mind. Again, they're in the concourse number 2321, and it's Olympic Marine Applications is the company, and GearSmart is the product. So take a look for that. Make sure you stop by the booth. I know I'm going to be hanging around there a little bit, and I'm happy to meet you if you're a frequent listener, or even if you're a one-time listener. I'll take it. So anyway, next thing, I mentioned that coming up, we got the boat show, and I need you to start thinking about what information you need from me in order to make a good decision at the boat show, whether you're buying something or, you know, buying a new boat or maybe just buying a product at the boat show. And we can talk about that on air, and I'd be happy to send you any kind of email with information that you need on that as well. Last thing for the day, sponsors. You heard me talk about sponsors earlier on in the show. I have a few spots left here during my commercial breaks, and I would be more than happy to have a few more sponsors fill those spots. So I'm looking for a few new sponsors for 2013. Keep in mind, if you're a small business or know somebody that's a small business owner, this is a perfect way for you guys to get on air, get a little bit of advertising space, and get your ad out on the radio where we've got some serious listeners out there. So anyway, you've heard the commercials. The commercials are produced for you and written for you and then aired. And they're aired pretty frequently all throughout my show and then intermittently throughout the week. So it's a pretty dang good deal. Be happy to have anybody that's interested contact me for pricing and more information. And then we'll just set you up. And hopefully within a week of your being interested, you'll be on the air and be able to hear your commercial right along with the rest of my sponsors. So make sure you get on there and get some information from me. Special thanks to all my sponsors. We're coming up. This is the last show of the year. I want to thank everybody for taking us through 2012. We're looking forward to another great year. We'll do a full year in 2013. We did about three quarters of a year this year, so hopefully year two will just bring better things. So happy new year to everybody out there. I hope that you've got great festivities planned, whether it's on the boat or off. I highly recommend the use of a boat for New Year's. It's always a good time, and there's a couple fireworks shows around. So make sure you get out to enjoy those. And we'll see you guys all on the other side of the new year here. So send me your emails again, trig@seattleyachtmanagement.com, and make sure you check out our website. Maybe that'll be your New Year's resolution, is checking out Trig's website, seattleyachtmanagement.com, and bookmarking that so that you have some good information as we come up in the following year. So anyway, what else? I guess that's kind of about it. Got all my announcements out of the way, and away we go. This is it. I'll re-remind you. This is it. If you're 50 years of age and younger, 2013, which is 3 days away, is the year that you need to have your boater's education card. So it's a big change, I know. But 50 years of age and younger, required to have your Washington State boater's education card. If you will be operating a boat in the state of Washington at any point, you are required to have this card. So get online, seattleboatshow.com, and check them out. There's a link for their boater's education card. So anyway, as the music indicates, we are on our way out. Appreciate everybody listening. Happy New Year, and enjoy your New Year festivities, and have a great boating week. I'm Captain Trig on 1180 AM Clay Radio.